Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We've been basking in the big victory for LSU baseball last night. They rallied from behind to beat Little Rock 10-6 in that winner-take-all game in the Baton Rouge Regional. Tigers advancing now to NCAA Super Regional play, where they're going to host the West Virginia Mountaineers. Congratulations to Coach Jay Johnson and the LSU baseball Tigers. This will be their 17th appearance in the Super Regionals and the 13th time that they'll host. Keep it locked on WWL for all of the latest on LSU, and join us this weekend for the best of three series at Alec Box Stadium. First game Saturday, a 1 o'clock first pitch, 12:30 pregame coverage. Game two is Sunday at 5, pregame is at 4:30. Then if necessary, game three will be Monday at a time to be announced later. Catch all that exciting baseball all weekend long on WWL and the free Odyssey app. Go Tigers. We've been talking a lot about this LSU baseball team, and one of the guys that was on this squad on the national championship team, Paul Skeens, in action tonight against the Astros, and it's been a pitcher's duel. It's been going back and forth between Pittsburgh. I think it's still scoreless there, right, Charlie?
There are 6 innings out in Pittsburgh right now, and it is 0-0. There have been a total of 4 hits given up in this game.
And, so, man, this game's humming along.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we just... Did it start at 6 o'clock?
I feel like it did.
Oh, my goodness. We're through 6 innings in an hour and 15
the first
minutes.
Pitch, right.
Double check that, Steve, because this could be like a historically quick game. I mean, we gotta see about that, because that would be hilarious. But, yeah, Paul Skeens is doing his thing, Steve. As we mentioned at the top of last hour, 6 innings pitched so far, 2 hits allowed, 0 runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Only at 68 pitches on the game so far to get through those 6 innings of work against my Astros. But meanwhile, the Pirates' offense, like we mentioned, it's pathetic. Lance McCullers is just mowing them down there for my Astros as well. 6 innings pitched, 2 hits allowed, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. So there's been a total of, I guess, 6 base runners in this game through 6 innings. So, yeah, pitching dominant, a little bit of offensive struggles for the Pirates, and then Paul Skeens is Paul Skeens. So that's your Skeens update, and we'll keep you updated throughout the rest of the night, because this game might be over by the time we get done at this rate.
It sure feels like it. Yeah, and unfortunately, we missed out on seeing Skeens in action in postseason play when we made our trek up for the NCAA last time around. This year, though, we'll hopefully get to see Cade Anderson on Saturday. Looking forward to that for sure.
Yeah, we're
it's a good consolation.
Eventually planning on making a trip out to Alec Box Stadium for game one of the Super Regional round this Saturday, so looking forward to that. And against a West Virginia team that's kind of an enigma, Steve, as far as their offense goes, because, once again, we talked with Mark Etheridge last night, and he compared them to Kentucky, and I think that's an interesting one, because something doesn't really compute here, where you score 456 runs on a season. They average 7.8 runs per game. For those that are interested, this is a team that went 44-14 and 19-9 in Big 12 play. Out of those 456 runs that they've scored, they only hit 55 home runs this year. It just doesn't really make a lot of sense. Like, you would figure for a team that scores that much, they'd be closer to like the 80 or the 90 home run range, but only 55. So This tells me that this is a team that likes to get on the base pass. They're very aggressive once they do get on the base pass, maybe steal some bases and force some pressure on a defense, and then they take advantage of mistakes. So it's a good hitting team. They're hitting just under 300.
Well, there you go. They're putting the guys on and then taking advantage when they got them on bases.
Correct. Also worked a lot of walks this year and hit by pitches as well. It's 265 walks and 80 hit by pitches on the season. So getting guys on and then just getting them across with good batting average. It's not necessarily the most pop in the bat that you'll see from a team, but as far as, you know, putting pressure on the base pass, like I just mentioned, and also, you know, earning walks and with a good batting average, that's how they score their runs.
Well, last night's big win for LSU over Little Rock propels them into super regional action. Let's hear what the skipper, Jay Johnson, had to say after a 10-6 victory over Little Rock. Here's Coach Jay Johnson.
Jay, you guys talk about the fan support and everything you get, rightly so, but there was a lot of nervousness in the ballpark, especially when you guys got down 5-1. Did you ever allow yourself to be concerned about not winning, or are you just trying to, from last night to tonight, just trying to figure out all the things that it would take to win?
That environment tonight was special. Like, maybe the Super Regional a couple years ago, I don't ever remember it like that. And it's been great. I mean, that was like another bar. And the thing I'm the most grateful for is maybe in those nervous moments for them, I felt like they really lifted the team. You know, I think Jake flied out to left with the bases loaded. A little bit of carryover feeling maybe for them with last night's game, us not capitalizing on some opportunities. But they kept going. You know, they kept supporting the players. And that's all I care about. And baseball is not a game to be played, designed to be played perfectly all the time. And the fans here, they love LSU no matter what. But this is the easiest group of guys to get behind in the entire world, because you have Cason Evans, Ethan Frey, Luis Hernandez. Like, that's the character of the team. But the fans were outstanding tonight.
Hey, Coach, I think, you know, looking around the nation and at other regionals, you could not ignore top seeds falling. Did you guys at any point today coming into this game feel like your back was against the wall? And if so, what did you tell your team to kind of get them to relax?
Yeah, I didn't watch any games today. I literally did not turn the TV on in my office. I have no idea who won, who lost, any of that type of stuff by design. And the approach today was a little bit different. I actually brought something back from my past. I did it at Arizona when we'd host and we'd play really late games. I actually brought them in early in the day as kind of like a, hey, this is a checkpoint, you know, type deal. And they didn't need any motivation today. It was actually pretty cool. I actually just wrote on the board the lineup. I wanted everybody to know the lineup early. I wanted everybody to know the pitching plan and the guys on the bench. And next to each name, I wrote down like what their job was tonight. And it was pretty cool to actually see the game play out the way that it did. You know, as simple as like Ashton Larson. Hey, you're going to pinch hit when there's runners on base. There was two outs, a man on first, and he drew a walk, which set the table for the big hit of the night, which was Ethan's double with the bases loaded. Jake Brown advancing on the ball in the dirt, which we were going to anticipate because Jared was hitting behind him there. You're going to try to go sliders down. He advanced on the ball in the dirt, ended up scoring a huge run right there. Obviously, Cason's performance speaks for itself, and the thought was they would not be able to adjust to his tempo and aggressiveness following Zach. And it was really cool. So it was really just about, all we talk about is how we play. And this is about execution. You know, it's really boring for you guys. You can't write a story on execution. But that's all the game was about. And we felt like we had a good plan. And I'm proud of them for going out and executing it tonight.
When you say that, it reminds me of what you did in Omaha with your pitching plan. I'm just wondering how much in advance did you have Anthony in the hole, and kind of just speak to the job that, you know, he and Cason did really to bring this thing home.
Yeah, add that guy to everything I've said about these guys. Absolute warrior. So I told him last Wednesday he was going to pitch on Friday. And the main reason we were going to use him on Friday was because I felt like he would be able to bounce back for the exact scenario tonight. And I just kind of looked at him when things weren't going well last night in the ninth inning. We were down 10-4. He's like, I got it. And then that was it. He went down there. mid-game, basically when we got it back to 5-4. And he doesn't take very long to get ready. I mean, the dude's like a ridiculous athlete, ridiculous physical condition. And the competitors, like nothing else. Even when they rolled the ball up the middle for the base hit and it's 7-6, it was my heartbeat didn't change because of the man on the mound. And he was ready for it. This was also why we did what we did in Hoover. I didn't want that to be the first time that he did it. So,
Coach, sometimes when things have gone sideways in games, you've decided to have a little team meeting in the dugout. But down 5-1 in this situation, you decided not to do that. Yeah. Why did you decide not to do that?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I'm really excited to answer this. And, you know, I mentioned this being one of the best wins I've ever had. To a man, they were not going to let each other lose tonight. It was like next level, like conversations of staying with it, enthusiasm. Let's, you know, answer back, cut into the lead, three quality at bats in a row, get the leadoff guy on. And that's why it was such a great win. They were not going to let each other lose tonight in a way that you don't see very often, but you guys have seen it. I mean, you've seen it. You saw it against Mississippi State. You saw it against Alabama, and you saw it against Tennessee. So they fully believed that they could do it. And I'm even more proud because we had a couple opportunities and didn't come through early. Like, it didn't come easily. And it's a great win. And I just felt good about where they were at mentally. There was no panic. The one time when I went out to the mound for the second time in the inning was like, hey, we made an error. I can't remember the last time we made an error in the infield. I really can't. And then the ball fell in between Chris and Danny. And then maybe I felt the sense of the nerves in the ballpark. And I was just like, okay, hey, let's get out of this at 5-1. And then number 20 took care of the rest from there.
Yeah, Jay, I don't know that I've ever seen you as animated as you were after the Jared Jones home run there in the dugout. Just how important was that swing, one? And then two, how important is that for him after maybe going through a little bit of struggles this weekend at the plate?
Yeah, that's probably the most excited I've been, at least in this season. He had a big homer as a freshman against Alabama in a crazy game that we'd kind of come back in like that. So I love him. Like, I mean, this is 3 years, and this is like this as far as what we're trying to do in player development. And he hadn't had a good couple weeks here, but we were here working today. And there was just one of those good coach moments where somebody's, you know, you can tell how hard they're fighting themselves because they care so much and they want to be the guy for the team. It wasn't about him or his performance. He's way past that. Like, he's been such a great leader this year. And just the work that was put in today mentally and physically, two hits. I think he had two hits, and that was a huge deal. It's a lot different 9-6 than 7-6, as we know from Chapel Hill last year. That's why we didn't win the regional last year, is we couldn't get the two-run cushion, you know? So it just the moment, the work, the behind-the-scenes, the blood, sweat, and tears in the bucket that he's put in that nobody sees, you know? They just see in the struggle. Like, it was really cool. It was a really cool moment right there on top of just winning. I mean, it was a winning play of the game.
That is your head coach of the LSU baseball team, Jay Johnson. And man, oh man, sure happy that the Tigers have him on their side.
Yeah.
I know he wasn't their first choice to be the head coach, but I'm sure glad he ended up being the pick.
Just listening to him talk is awesome. Like, because you're hearing him just kind of conceptualize all these different things that he's been planning out for weeks at a time. The Anthony Ianson thing coming out of the bullpen.
Right.
It's the second time that he had come out of the bullpen because he did it last week in Hoover. It was all part of the plan, right? And then he could use him for Friday.
Jay's playing chess,
coming
man.
Coming back on Monday. It's all moving around the lineup and shifting things to make it work and how he wanted to have it lined up for a potential win-or-go-home type of game. And Ethan Frey, who moves up to the two spot, rewards Jay Johnson's confidence in him with a gigantic monster performance. So Jay's great. LSU fans are lucky to have him. And all the goofballs on social media that were calling for him to be fired after, you know, the 5-1 deficit, just bury your head back into the sand and don't enjoy this run for Jay Johnson, because he's been just great for this LSU baseball program.
That's the magic of social media, as you well know, though, Charlie.
I mean, Mike has said it before, that you know, Skip Bertman, the greatest of all time in college baseball, also heard it from fans. So, I don't know. Fire everybody, I guess.
There you go, right.
Stupid.
We're going to take a break when we get back and talk some NBA. Talk Pelicans, the draft coming up, and a little bit about Zion Williamson as well. We'll see what Ollie Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pels, has to say about everything. We'll take a break. Come back right after this on WWL. Stay tuned.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on Sports Talk, we've been talking a lot about LSU baseball. Now going to get into some Pelicans and NBA chatter. Welcoming in now to the program, Ollie Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pelicans to the program. Ollie, how you been doing, man? How's the playoffs been treating you?
Hey, Steve, I'm doing well. Hey, I've enjoyed these playoffs. I'm a fan of, you know, small market teams, right, since we live in one ourselves. So, yeah, this finals, I'm ready for it. OKC, Indiana. I've just got one question for you. Are you guys pro Kenrich Williams or James Johnson, right? Two former Pelicans.
Oh, Kenny Hustle, for sure.
But yeah, I'm with Charlie, right.
I'm hoping that, Ollie, I want to see Indiana extend this series. But just baseline, looking at what these teams have done, Indiana's more of the Cinderella story than obviously OKC, who won the 68 games in the regular season. And that OKC defense, Ollie, is just unbelievable. It's one of the best defenses I've ever seen at the NBA level. And it just feels like, yes, I know that Indiana, when they're hot, they can score with anybody. But I'm just curious to see if they can really solve that OKC defense.
Yeah, it seemed like going into both conference finals, the thing that you could rely on the most was the fact that OKC had that defense, right? And that proved true. They're here now in the finals after dismissing the Timberwolves quite easily. And I honestly thought that was going to be a really good series because I thought they had the best player, that is the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Anthony Edwards, even though Shai Gilgeous-Alexander just won the MVP. But, yeah, that defense, look, that's why, I mean, that old adage, championships are built on defense, defense wins championships, whatever you want to call it, it's true. And, yeah, OKC throws out 10, 11 guys, so they're never tired, you know, Daigle got those guys playing fresh, and every single one of them plays defense, right? It's not where you have a couple guys kind of coasting, you're hiding guys. No, no, they all are very good at it. And team-wise, fantastic. So, yeah, that's going to be tough for the Pacers, guys, real tough. But, hey, the one thing I want to say about Indiana, it seems like they've got magic, Lady Luck riding on their side. And you also need that, right, in almost any series. And if that continues, maybe Indiana can win at least a couple games.
Yeah, like you mentioned, there's something about having that luck or that, you know, belief of that whatever happens, we can come back and overcome. Something that was a little out of left field today, but I guess it shouldn't be in the NBA, when Tom Thibodeau getting fired by the New York Knicks. We'll see what move they end up making there. But what did you make of the Knicks parting ways with their head coach after bringing them, you know, to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in, I don't know how many years it was for the Knickerbockers?
25 years.
25 years. Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, I hated it, honestly. I mean, look, New York Knicks, big market team, they've been irrelevant for over two decades. And under Thibodeau's watch, what, playoffs in 4 of the 5 years, multiple getting to the conference finals appearances. You know, you look up and down. Yeah, you can critique them, but I think you can critique almost any coach. You can nibble or quibble about something. But the fact that he's made them a success, I just don't understand how you fire him at this point, right? You give him at least another year.
Yeah, the NBA cycles through coaches like almost no other sports league. It's actually incredible because, like Steven mentioned, this is the first time they're in the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. And Ali, like you had said, 4 playoff appearances in the last 5 years that he's been the coach in New York, mm-hmm. and back-to-back 50-win campaigns. His record there was stellar. I mean, in the 20 years before Tom Thibodeau, in between those Eastern Conference Finals appearances, they were nothing. And they just decided to fire him. I know that people in New York are starting to think, oh, you know, we've reached our ceiling with what Tom Thibodeau can do because of how he plays his starters just gigantic minutes in the postseason. But I think that's more of a criticism on the Knicks, you know, mm-hmm. just management in general, because, like, if you don't have a bench, what is Tom Thibodeau supposed to do? And they don't have a bench. Late in the series against Indiana, they were forced to play Landry Shamet minutes. That's just, they don't have players outside of their top 5 or 6. And look, when you put their top 5 or 6 up against other teams in the Eastern Conference, it stacks up pretty well. But when Tom Thibodeau only has those guys to work with, he's going to have to try and win games with those 6 or 7 guys. It's more on the Knicks front office for not figuring out how to build a bench for Tom Thibodeau to use.
Charlie, I completely agree with you. I mean, look, good coaches, once have been in the league, they tend to lean on the guys they trust. I mean, I should say just about any coach actually does that. I mean, let's face it, Willie Green, we've seen him do it here, right? I mean, just think back to where he's leaned on a veteran instead of over a rookie. Just simply trust issues. So, yeah, Thibodeau, just like anybody else, has those. And you're right, that is a weak team. And to your point, Charlie, here's the thing, though. Even though it is a weak bench, I still saw Tibbs actually trying new things in these playoffs where you don't see it during the regular season, where Shamet suddenly did get minutes and he sat campaign, where you saw Karl-Anthony Towns out there with Mitchell Robinson. So he tried big ball. He tried small ball. He tried guys at the end of the bench and then sat down some of his other rotation players. So, I don't know. I saw him trying to push buttons. It's not like this guy just simply said, okay, you 5 play and nobody else plays. I didn't see that.
Well, guy that hasn't been fired, that's been, you know, lighting up social media after the Tibbs announcement came out, Willie Green still in place with the Pelicans. And I know fans here are kind of mixed bag feelings with Willie going forward. Hopefully this new regime with Joe Dumars can get something going here. But overall, you know, that's one thing. The Pelicans have shown a commitment to their head coaches and not being so quick to pull the trigger.
Yeah, look, you would want the incoming general manager to be able to decide on all his personnel. But to me, honestly, it sounds like he did choose and settle on, at least on Willie Green for this year. Because a lot of us thought that he would be out the door, that there would be a lot of mammoth trades. But the fact that Joe Dumars has come in and sat down with him, and, you know, if you just look at his history, for instance, I don't think, you know, Willie Green's been forced on a Joe. Because he's carrying around so much respect to where I don't think Pelicans ownership could even get away with doing some kind of mandate like that, honestly. Like, if it's some new general manager, sure. Like, some inexperienced guy, yeah, you could probably push him around into doing some things that you want. But a guy like Joe Dumars, who's won a few championships in Detroit, and remember, when he first got there, he got rid of Rick Carlisle. Right. And opted for a different coach. and I believe it was Larry Brown. And so, yeah, look, I'm not buying it. But the other thing is with Willie Green, of course, is, yeah, he came in kind of as a fresh face where he made a lot of mistakes his rookie year. I remember talking about that at length, like Garrett Temple getting a lot more run than we thought he deserved, especially on a team that wasn't winning games instead of playing more rookies. Maybe not the best of substitution patterns, coming out of timeouts. But a lot of those areas, I've seen Willie Green over the last few years, and especially last year, I thought at times, improve upon. But especially during that 49-win year, right? So if you compare his first 2 years to his last year, I saw definitive improvement. More so, I know there's been some talk about him losing the locker room, but from every angle, from most people I've talked to, that's not the case. I think he's close to most of those players in that locker room. So again, if it was a full-blown mutiny, I think Willie Green would have been let go again. That's really what happened to Stan Van Gundy. So,
yeah.
I don't know. With Willie Green, it's hard to decide, though. Was last year more of the real kind of Willie Green, what you're going to get from the coaching experience, or just look 2 years ago, that 49-win team, where he pushed a lot of the right buttons?
In a sense, Ali, it feels a little bit like a mulligan year for Willie Green,
yeah,
where
right.
the Pelicans realized how, you know, quickly they were avalanched by injuries in the first basically month of the season. And when you get off to that poor of a start because of the injuries, there's nothing you can really do. So they're going to give him this season. But at the same time, it feels like Willie Green should be on a hot seat entering the year just because, mm-hmm. you know, the record overall, when you see some of these coaches getting fired, like we've mentioned in the past with you, Ali, with Taylor Jenkins getting fired from Memphis and Mike Brown from Sacramento and Mike Malone from Denver. And most mm-hmm. recently now Tom Thibodeau, all these guys have had really strong success, whether that be in the regular season or even in the postseason. Some championship-winning coaches as well, in Mike Malone's case at least, it feels like, you know, no coach should really feel safe unless they're performing.
Yeah, no, I'm in absolute agreement. I mean, I don't know if some of this goes back to being a small market team where you don't have, right, the eyes of basically the national audience at all times to where you kind of feel like you can get away with it. I'm not certain, right, with this ownership, say, compared to, like, New York, James Dolan, or take your pick, really, with any big market where that usually makes those kind of moves regardless of the success they enjoy, like especially the Lakers. They seem to rotate through coaches, whether it's Vogel, you name it, regardless of whether they've won a championship or not. So it's tough to say, but you're right. I think that's how I think you look at Willie Green, though. He was trending upwards if you look at his first 3 years. And then last year, I mean, just what was it, 6 weeks in the season, he is starting at point guard Dalen Novel, a guy that wasn't even in training camp for the Pelicans. So that goes to show you just really how rough, you know, the coaching staff had it because of all the, you know, injuries, the amount of turnover that they had to go through because they had to shuffle lineups constantly.
Well, Ali, one thing that's been popping up with Pelicans in my feeds or people texting me are trades. Everything from Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, Zion Williamson, all kinds of speculation around this team and who they should be moving on from. The latest with Zion Williamson, obviously not a good look for him, for the franchise right now. Serious allegations brought up against him in the lawsuit that we're going to have to wait and see and find more about. For me, I find it hard to be so quick to pull the trigger on trading the asset of Zion Williamson just because I don't feel like the team's going to get anywhere near any kind of value for him in return, especially now with the latest accusations against him.
Yeah, I certainly agree with you, Charlie. I mean, if you're trying to maximize your return and move on from this, certainly doesn't sound like the right opportunity to do that, especially, like I said, in light of this lawsuit that was filed in Los Angeles. Now, this is, of course, us speculating because we have no idea which way this is going to go. But again, it is a bad look. But I will say Gail Benson spoke kind of on his behalf today. You know, she came out, and certainly with her words, it sounded like he was in the camp of believing in Zion. So that kind of also speaks, I think, to what we're talking about. If she's sitting in his corner, then it doesn't sound like to me that the Pelicans are going to be quick to, say, trade him because of, say, this incident. So either way you look at it, Charlie, Zion's kind of been on the hot seat now maybe for a couple of years at least in the public's eye because he's not playing, he's not producing here in New Orleans. But we saw his trajectory. His arrow is pointing up to the way he finished a couple of years ago, to how really he took his conditioning to another level last season, to where when he was on the court, he felt like he was the best player most nights on the court. And that's what you need in this league to win. So if you move on from Zion, you certainly don't have that. I don't even know he would name as the Pelicans' second best player because you're certainly not going to bring in another superstar for Zion at this point in time. So it sounds like, by all accounts, you should probably stick with him, especially, you know, if this court case kind of goes the way we all hope it'll end up.
Yeah.
Ollie, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you about pick seven. I know we had you on lottery night after Steve and I, you know, listened to how the lottery went. We watched it live. We shared our live reaction. It was very raw. but I wanted to get your thoughts on pick seven, because it feels like, as Steven mentioned, with the potential players on the trade market, I know that Kevin O'Connor had come out and said that nobody's off limits in a potential trade for the Pelicans. I don't know how true that is. But we've talked to multiple different reporters, and they all have different viewpoints on if the Pelicans should use pick seven, if they should trade pick seven. Just where do you kind of stand on that right now, basically about three weeks away from the 2025 NBA draft?
I think you definitely keep it. I think as a small market team especially, you're not going to be going over that first apron hardly ever. So you have to have a lot of good cost control contracts, and how you do that with good players, you have to have a lot of those first round picks, and you have to hit on them. And I think in that first top eight or nine of this draft, there's really good players. So even though it's not going to be a Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, I still think you can end up, if you're the Pelicans, a Con Knepel, maybe a Trey Johnson, great shooter. Or if you don't have faith in, say, Eve Missy, you can get a legitimate center and come on Malouche, where if you're Joe Dumars, you like to build from the center on out for your defenses. I think he's a great pick. So there's a bunch of guys, but I think without a doubt, you keep the pick.
Well, we got no college baseball tonight or NBA playoffs. What you got on tap? What you up to tonight, Ollie?
I'm about to go walk the dogs, believe it or not.
It's great weather out to do that.
Baseball. I'm not sure.
Always appreciate the time, Ollie. Thanks so much for stopping by, man. Be talking soon.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Charlie, you guys have a good night. And everybody out there listening.
Thanks, Ollie.
Say hi to Pops for us. Ollie Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pelicans, joining us there as we got into all kinds of things. And I don't know, it's pretty funny, Charlie. It's like every other day I feel like I'm getting a new trade offer or a trade rumor surrounding the Pelicans and a different player that's on the market.
And it's all garbage.
It's all garbage, right?
It's all terrible. Like, you see all these teams like, oh, should we trade? Like, Denver, for instance. Would you trade Christian Braun for Trey Murphy? And all these Nuggets fans are just like, no, I wouldn't do that. Like, oh, God, I wouldn't do that. I don't want any part of Christian Braun for Trey Murphy. You're not going to give me 60 cents on the dollar, man. I'm just not going to take it. You can't take it if you're the Pelicans.
It's the problem of being one of the bottom feeders in the league, and obviously everybody just wants to pick away at your roster.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to pick away at the break right now to be back on more sports talk. So stay tuned right after this on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't forget, folks, you can have this show delivered directly to your phone absolutely for free. Listen to all 4 hours, one specific hour, or just the hottest clips. Just download the Odyssey app and follow Bobby Hebert. It's that easy. We realize you can't always listen to this entire show live, so Odyssey makes it easy for you to listen when you want and how you want. That goes for this show or any of the shows that you love on WWL. Just download the free Odyssey app today and take control, or just tell your smart speaker, play WWL. Looking at that Pittsburgh Pirates game against the Houston Astros, and man, 1-0 now in the ninth inning.
3-0 now.
Oh wow!
Okay. Brady's hitting a 2-run home run to stretch that lead to 3-0, and it's not off of Paul Skeens. So it is off the first pitcher out of the bullpen. Paul Skeens finishes the night 8 innings pitched, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 8 strikeouts, 1 walk, and no run support. And the first pitcher out of the bullpen doesn't record an out before giving up 2 runs. This is what we're talking about, Steve.
A typical Pittsburgh Paul outing.
Save Paul Skeens. That's all I'm asking. The Pittsburgh Pirates are a dumpster fire.
Maybe you should make those t-shirts. You can make a buck.
Yeah. Save Paul Skeens. I'm starting the hashtag.
Checking in on our Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Jimmy and Gretna's on the line. You can chime in too, 504-260-1870. Jimmy, what you got going on tonight, man? How was all the O's oysters?
Man, I tell you what, between the oysters at the Lafitte Seafood Fest, went up to Southern Miss, came back from the loser's bracket. I'm not going to get into it too much other than last night was rough.
Yeah.
We had it because Vandy lost. Had we won last night against Miami, Southern Miss would have hosted the Super Regional, and I think we would have made it to Omaha. It really felt like that. But we just couldn't get past a bigger program. I'll talk more about that later this week. But since y'all are talking Pelicans, you know, and I agree with you guys. I think the mainstream media and social media is promoting all this trade Zion bait. Listen, these trades typically don't work out. I know Charlie and me have debated on this. If the trade were to work out, fine. Even looking back at Anthony Davis, which at first looked like a great trade, in the end, it didn't work out, guys, because, look, Brandon Ingram's gone, yeah. Okay? He was the main piece there. We know the main piece for Chris Paul was Eric Gordon. That didn't work out. So my rationale with it, and I know a lot of the other side is, well, Zion's overweight. He's got a lot of drama. He gets hurt a lot. As a fan, I'm still confused because last year, minute restrictions – in an interview, Zion said, well, they're the ones restricting me. And then it's like, you know, is it him? Is it the administration? I mean, look, Joe Dumars is going to have to run the brakes off this guy. I mean, because when he's on the court, he's hell. And you know, I mean, that's simply put. Now, he does need to be in shape because of his freak of nature talent, the way he jumps. But I'm hopeful at the same time. We have so much talent, like you guys said. These trade talks, Braun for Trey Murphy, and all the Zion clickbait, it's all ridiculous, guys. We have a lot of talent. Now, I know I want to ask y'all this, and I've brought it up many times, because I know this is not a basketball city. We've lost the ABA Buccaneers. We lost the Jazz. We almost lost the Hornets. And right now, attendance is down. And believe me, the phones aren't ringing off the hook for season ticket sales for the Pelicans. So my question to you guys is this. We know we have a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously we got to nail this draft pick, But, you know, how do we saw the Saints today. I think we're talking, it was in the news that long term there's a plan to keep them in New Orleans. I mean, how do we avoid any long term future possible consideration or a relocation plan? Because, you know, look, they're going to start swirling that around too. We had about 8,000 people at home games.
The NBA is going to expand before they do any kind of relocation.
Good, good.
It's like, yes, Seattle and Vegas are the teams that are next up, but I don't think the NBA is moving anybody right now.
And
I think they're looking more towards 32 teams than moving one of their 30.
Because of Mr. Tom Benson's wishes, Gale is committed to keeping this team in New Orleans.
Yeah, I don't think there's any part of that. But as far as getting excitement back,
it's like
the
trades. Everybody wants, oh, Pelicans are going to move to Seattle.
Just win. That's all you got to do to get excitement back in the Smoothie King Center is just win. And the Pelicans didn't have a chance to win because of how many injuries they dealt with in the first month of last season. And then by the time, you know, you get some of your guys back, you're already out of the race because the Western Conference is so cutthroat. So that's my answer to you, Jimmy.
You know, we organize festivals and second line dances for everything. How come nobody's gotten like a voodoo priestess or someone to help the area around the Smoothie King Center and also the Superdome to just get rid of those bad demons?
Right.
We're taking a break here on Sports Talk. Be right back with more. Stay tuned after this on WWL. Wrapping up today's show, tomorrow on Sports Talk, we'll be talking to Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, telling us about what he's looking for from the black and gold, the final week of OTAs, plus previewing the Belmont Stakes with horse racing analyst Dick Girardi, and also the NBA Finals with Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedel. That's tomorrow's show here on Sports Talk. Want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Charlie, what a rough night for Paul Skeens.
Hashtag save Paul Skeens. This poor guy's going to get a loss with 8 innings of one-run baseball. Unreal.
Hope you have a better night than him. Have a great one, folks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.